Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said, "Philip, before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen. I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." I read a quote today by Jean Vanier, the founder of the L'Arche community. Vanier said, "Community begins in friendship and ends in administration." Sound true? Anyone who has given their life's blood to work in a church community or started a family or a new business or been part of the beginning of a new community knows the excitement and the enthusiasm, the new hope that fills everyone in the beginning. So much inspired energy, shared by everyone, it seems. Later, those same jobs, same families, same communities, same church work will, to one degree or another, disappoint, face failure, broken commitments, death to dreams, and faded vision. The time will come in one degree or another when we meet what looks like the weakness, the whimsy, the foolishness of God who called us from the beginning. In this passage from John's Gospel, we hear about the beginning of community life and how Nathanael, one of the first five disciples, found Jesus, and how, in answering the call, discovered himself known. Jesus speaks of Nathanael as if he knows him on their first encounter. Jesus calls him a true son of Israel, in whom there is no duplicity. Nathanael asks, "How do you know me?" And then he sees Jesus, really sees the man in front of him. Jesus says, "Before Philip found you, Nathanael, I saw you under the fig tree." Makes you wonder what was going on under that fig tree, doesn't it? What dreams of peace and hope for new life? What was going on in Nathanael? Jesus really has Nathanael's attention then. "You are the Son of God, the one we've been looking for," says Nathanael. And then Jesus says, "You've seen nothing yet, Nathanael. You stick with me and you'll see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Strange sounding words with deep roots in Genesis and the earliest stories of Israel, those first chosen ones of God. The worldwide L'Arche community is made up of thousands of moderate to severely developmentally and physically disabled people and their able-bodied assistants. Before coming to L'Arche, some community members lived in institutions their whole lives, some without advocacy or friendship. Some have been abandoned by family and by society. They come to L'Arche with deeply wounded spirits along with their more obvious disabilities. Together, the residents of L'Arche enter into friendship and community that redeems and heals broken minds, broken bodies, and broken spirits. It is precisely in the midst of this brokenness, this great need, that Jean Vanier found himself called by the Lord and known in this community, just like Nathanael. It is Jean Vanier's own testimony that he not only met Jesus in the brokenness of the residence, but that he discovered his own brokenness at the very center of his own being. And his testimony is that until he accepted his own brokenness, he did not know himself and could not be a friend to others. Well, today is the Feast of the Archangels Michael, who is like the Lord, protector of Israel and warrior against evil. Raphael, whose message is God heals, guardian angel of those who need help. And Gabriel, the messenger who announces good news and whose being proclaims God is mighty. The good news is that Jesus did not just come to be this presence in his own time on earth, but to share that presence with everyone who ever lived, where the vulnerable need protection, where the wounded need healing, where the good news needs announcing, and where the powerless depend totally on Almighty God. Now, today, just like Nathaniel, Jesus knows you and me and calls us to be his, just like Jean Vanier discovered. Presence in our time and place, Jesus calls us to be that presence in our time and place, in our family lives, in our businesses, in our church work. And if we remember this friendship with Jesus is what called us into being, then this work of ours will not end in administration, but in relationship that will be created and renewed again and again. And we just might discover what Jesus promised Nathaniel. The heavens will open where we are, and the angels of God will ascend and descend on us sons and daughters of humanity.